Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, where we create a roadmap to transform your business, career, and life. Have you ever heard the expression, it's an event of a lifetime? That's one thing I think that happens often in life. You know, the one thing that's happened to you, the thing that maybe you'll never experience again. I don't know, but I have had many once-in-a-lifetime experience. Your first child is born, your first day at school, getting your first car. You know, the one that you had, the beater that you saved up for that you wish you still had today, or graduating university, maybe going to Disneyland or Disney World, or getting married for the first time. How about that, winning a major trip or attending a global event like a conference of some sort? I wonder sometimes where the ideas for events come from, the once-in-a-lifetime event. You know, the things that you look to do to attend, someone or somebody dreams it up and they must put it together, and you create an opportunity for you to have your once-in-a-lifetime event happen for you. Now, I'm not saying that all events are once in a lifetime. Some events are annual, while others are 4 years, you know, every 4 years, like the Olympics. Whatever it is, I suspect somebody or some people had to create the event, make a plan, deliver on it. They worked with people and a team and identified all the requirements and put it into action just to make things happen. So that is what we're going to chat about today, creating events and a career in the as a conference manager or in that conference world of events with my guest, Aaron. Aaron is the conference manager of Diversified Communications Canada, and they are an international event and communication company that hosts all sorts of kinds of professional events globally. They are a pretty big player. So, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've been very excited about hanging out with you today on the show, mostly because I think you and I have met before, and I had the opportunity to actually meet you down in Toronto while I was speaking at a conference down there and just hang out with you a little bit at a restaurant. I got to start to talk to you about your career a bit, but our listeners don't really know that much about you, Aaron. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you, Richard. My name is Aaron, and I work at Diversified as a conference manager. I have been working at Diversified for about 2 years. I actually started out in sales and marketing at a smaller marketing firm and worked a lot in sales and marketing throughout my career. And I actually fell into the magazine industry. So I was in the publishing industry for a while, doing sales and marketing as well as events. And then this opportunity kind of just fell into my lap, and I have been so happy. I've met a lot of really great people. I get to put on really fun events. And just really loving life. It's great.
I get that from you, actually, having spent some time with you and stuff. Let's back it up a little bit in terms of events and everything. Because one of the things I want to try to make sure we start to share with our listeners is the unique career that you have. And then maybe the impact that has on business and various economic communities and the different cities you work with, because no doubt you have impact based on the work that you do. But prior to getting involved in events, you mentioned that you're part of media. I gather you went to school for a while. What is your sort of history getting up to your sort of your first job, your first career position? What's that sort of history?
In terms of my schooling?
Yeah. We'll go in terms of your schooling.
Okay. So I actually had a dream that I would be in the media industry working for a big shot marketing company. And I had that dream for a while, and I ended up going into communications at the University of Windsor and actually did a bit of film and television. So it was a really, really great career that I was hoping to get in marketing. And I ended up getting a job right out of school at a marketing company in Markham, and it kind of just started from there.
Just sort of started from there, right? Now, we've sort of talked about this a little bit in terms of the work that you do with Diversified Communications. You're a bit of a road warrior, aren't you?
I am on the road a lot. I actually just booked a flight for Dallas today for 2 weeks from now. And I have a bunch of trips coming up to Winnipeg and Vancouver, Chicago. It's a crazy life, but it's really fun. Yeah. I mean, I get to meet a lot of really, really great people, and we work with a lot of amazing speakers and associations and other sponsors that take part in the event. So, I mean, just there's lots of travel, but it's all well worth it.
Now, the other part that we sort of talked about, too, is that, you know, you're a young professional looking to make their mark on the world. Is that a fair statement to make?
That's a pretty fair statement, I'd say.
Well, I mean, without saying your age and everything, I mean, I know that you're in that growth phase of your career. What have you found that are some of the challenges that you've had in terms of getting your desired career started that maybe our listeners might be interested in?
So to touch on the age thing, I will say I'm just over 30. So anyways, being a young professional and working my way to the career that I'm in now, it took a lot of work and took a lot of determination. I mean, I was putting in long hours at work, and you constantly want to make sure that you're pleasing your boss and your colleagues. And you just really have to have perseverance and determination and initiative. I mean, a lot of the things that I feel have been a success for me is just taking initiative and loving what you do. And I mean, even if it's not so great one day, find the positive in that and you know, work toward that and do initiatives for different things. And then you might end up finding your dream job, and so far right now I'm loving mine. So
you're living your dream job, and that now you, at present time, you are headquartered out of what city?
Toronto. Well, okay. Basically Markham, but it's kind of it's very near Toronto.
Very near Toronto. Okay, so we'll start off with that. So what we'll do is we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Aaron regarding being a conference member, being a conference manager, and the impact that she actually has on local business communities by the work that she does. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, it's Richard Lannan. We've been chatting with Aaron, conference manager for Diversified Communications. As I mentioned, a fairly large organization does international work, conferences all over the world for a variety of different topics and that. Aaron, you know what? I didn't even ask you your last name, and I apologize for that. What is your last name?
No, that's okay. My last name is Paredes.
Paredes.
And guess what nationality is that?
No
one can.
I'm supposed to ask you questions. I'm afraid. Okay, what nationality is Paredes? Did I get it pronounced right? Paredes?
Yeah, give like maybe like two
guess? Okay, I was going to say Polish, but I could be totally wrong there.
You're closer.
Okay, Yugoslavian. I don't know.
My goodness. You are Slovenian.
Slovenian.
You know how many people have said like Italian, Greek, Spanish. Oh, my goodness.
So I got it correct.
Yeah.
So I got lucky.
You did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Oh, well, I'm impressed that I did that. It's not my forte, usually. one of the things we were chatting about is the idea of being a road warrior, and really a road warrior is a fancy term for, I don't know what fancy, but a term for someone who travels a lot. And you mentioned a number of the different cities. I mean, I know you do work in Canada, United States, Vancouver, Chicago, Dallas, another one. Let's take a city. So I'll just take Dallas because I think you have an event coming up there pretty soon. What is your experience in terms when you're working with a city or a location and you're trying to put on an event? What is the overall, first of all, the overall experience? And then we'll dip into it a little bit. And so what would you say your overall experience is whenever you go to a new city to work on something?
Well, it's funny you ask that because this year in Dallas, we are actually growing, so we're having to change our venue. So kind of the challenge is when you're growing as a conference, you have to really cater to your attendees and the space that the conference is in. so we had to kind of scour Dallas to see, to find a venue that was within our budget, that would work with the attendees, that would be exciting, you know, close to different attractions. So you have to, during this whole conference planning process, the biggest thing that you have to remember is the experience that your attendees are going to have. So really, the biggest challenge is that. So all the experiences that happen within the venue and during the conference are all are what you're putting together, and you just want to make sure that you do the best job.
Mm. Then would you say that the city landscape is part of that experience for attendees?
Yeah, so most of our conferences are in places that are kind of like a destination spot. Others have a large groups of our conferences are specifically for business analysts and project managers.
Yeah.
So we try to find areas where there's a large concentration of these individuals
professionals,
and
yeah.
different associations in the area. So that's basically the draw for us. And then, you know, we do have fun cities in Toronto, and now we're looking at Orlando, which is pretty exciting. And, so just really finding, you know, a large community of BAs and PMs, as well as, you know, you have a bit of the fun factor.
The bit of the fun factor in that. So in terms of actually putting these programs together, you know, when you're working or you've identified a particular location that you want to go into, and I do know that Winnipeg is one of those, but we'll deal with that later on, maybe in the next segment. I'm curious as to, you know, in what way how do you put a team together to actually help you start to scour or determine exactly what it is you need to do in that for that particular event at the location that you've identified?
So basically what we do in every city, we put together an advisory board. So these are key people that are within the industry, that know the industry well and the area well, and we put those people together, and they help us basically build out the content of our conferences and the different things that we do within the conference itself. And they kind of you know, give a little insight on the industry and what works and what doesn't. And so we really rely on those people because we can't always, I mean, yes, I can be a traveler, you know, 100 times over, but I can't be everywhere. I can't be in every city. So we really rely on these people to provide the information that we need and the insight that is going to help us make this the best conference.
Best conference overall. So that's actually a lesson learned that other professional organizations that are interested in putting on conferences too, the whole idea of actually setting up an advisory board or committee to help
yes.
out. When it comes down to, like, for example, content. I think you mentioned that the advisory board would advise on content. Is there a certain way in which that sort of unfolds when the advisory committee gets into that advisory step for you?
Well, the fun part of it is that usually once during the year, I will go down and meet our advisory board for an advisory board dinner. And so we get together and we kind of hash through all of the different submissions that are sent to us. And we also have a little fun. I mean, we talk about the conference. We talk about what's going on with everyone. And sometimes people get a little rowdy, which is great. And sometimes there's differences of opinion, which is good because you want to have that dynamic. But it's really cool to see people from kind of different areas within the industry get together and share their knowledge and experiences and what they want to see in the conference and what they think is important. And I think it's really that's the stuff that makes your conference diverse and engaging for your attendees.
Okay, so really getting at least the advisory committee involved early makes a huge difference. Now, you mentioned that
right.
I know Diversified Communications is involved in a lot of different conferences, but you particularly specialize in project management and business analysis conference. That happens to be your portfolio today. Does the advisory committee come from the ranks of the association that might be fairly significant in that city, or do they come from private industry, maybe outside of the association itself?
Oh, well, we actually get members from basically all parts of the industry. We try to have it very diverse, so that way we get different voices from different parts of the industry. It's not necessarily just people from the association, because you want to change it up. You want to, you know, have something fresh for the attendees to experience. So we really, really try not to segment it to a particular area or a group. We really want to make it a variety of individuals.
You know what we'll do? We'll take a short break. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about the actual content and working with speakers and trainers, and then also discuss working with vendors. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, where we try to help you create a roadmap for your business, career, and life. Part of being successful is finding a winning approach that will help you become set and achieve your goals. And today we're talking about it with our expert, Aaron from Diversified Communications, in terms of events and conferences and what it's like to put them on and to travel to different cities. So right now we're sort of unfolding the whole conference side, but then we're going to probably fold it back a bit in terms of her career and what that's all about. There's many, many things that you can do in terms of being successful in that. And what we're discovering so far, that it's an aspect of having people work together. And it sounds to me like from the committee planning perspective that they have to unravel complex issues, make some decisions, and finally come about and create a common direction for everybody. So this is what we're going to do. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Erin from Diversified Communications. She's a conference manager. What it does, or what it takes to be successful in developing conferences within cities, and the impact that they actually have. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we will be right back. Hello and welcome back. And if you're just joining us, we're talking today about the event industry. In this case here, more from a conference perspective and what it takes to put on a good conference in your city. And we're doing that conversation. We're having that conversation with Erin, a conference manager with Diversified Communications. She's a young professional making her mark on the world. And so it's actually quite exciting, Erin, to be talking about this today. Now,
Richard, you're making me sound like this amazing person, which I love. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I think everybody's amazing. We all have a story to tell.
That's right.
So one of the things that we were chatting about was the experience of actually coming up with content for conferences that maybe our listeners could use, especially if they're interested in terms of your career or putting something on. But, I mean, you also have to work with all sorts of vendors. Like, what are some of the examples mm-hmm. of the vendors that you have to work with when you're looking at, and again, we've been using your experience that you're working on right now in Dallas, where you've had to change venues because
right.
you're growing. Congratulations on that. But what are some of the experiences
that
you've had with vendors?
So in terms of sponsors, we have a diverse kind of group of sponsors that come in. So we look at different tech tools that both the project managers and the business analysts use day to day. And then we try to also introduce new tools that really maybe they're not using, or they should be using, or it's a very exciting addition to the industry that they need to know a little bit more about. We also have training and consulting companies that come in that really want to, speak to our attendees and hopefully possibly work with them one day or whatnot. And then we also have associations, obviously, that exhibit, and I feel like I'm forgetting something, those are the ones that are
coming to your mind right now. I was sort of thinking when I was talking about vendors, like hotels mm-hmm. and catering and printing, and I mean, there's a whole other group out there and everything too that you have to work with in terms of putting things on. What are some of the experiences you've had with working with those organizations?
I apologize that I will go to that right away. So basically for the vendors, we have an operations team here that we work very closely with, and they are, the superwomen of our office. They get everything kind of ready. We kind of take a look at what venues that would be great for the certain conferences, and they kind of go in and do all the nitty-gritty work in terms of, ordering electricity, you know, picking the different food. I mean, I obviously have an overarching, you know, I share my opinion of what the attendees want, but they're the ones really doing the ordering the of the, of those things.
So I guess.
So,
go ahead, Aaron.
No, so basically we work in tandem together to ensure that the attendee experience is something that they're going to remember, because we don't want, you know, most of our venues that we have used, that we're currently using or have used in the past, have been absolutely wonderful. They have, you know, most of them are very just happy to have you at their hotel or their conference center.
Sure.
They're just so willing to help and, you know, and make sure the experience is great, because, you know, that's referrals for both our conference and their venue. So
yeah.
It's really a win-win situation for them too.
So what I hear you say in terms of a lesson learned is that having a team that can work with you and be on the ground to help you put together all of the vendor and venue requirements really helps to create a successful opportunity for the delegates. Would that be appropriate?
Yes. That would be 100% true. You know, conferences are very large events that take place. And I mean, with the amount of events that we do per year, I don't know what we would do without our operations team. They're absolutely wonderful. And I really, you know, we rely on each other. So I think having a good working relationship with the operations team and the event management side, I mean, That's the key ingredients for a job well done.
A job well done. Okay, so the other piece of the puzzle, because we really wanted to look at a couple of pieces, and you talked about committees or having advisory committees, which I think that's brilliant within any city. You talked a bit about the sponsorship and vendors and sort of working closely with them and keeping that in the loop. So that's, they're all stakeholders. I guess the third piece of the puzzle, I might be missing a few pieces, actually dealing with programming. So things like speakers and breakout session specialists and trainers. What has been your experience? What is your process in terms of that whole aspect of when you're putting on something for a city?
So in terms of our content, we kind of take a look at what's going on in the industry, and we, you know, kind of take the key players from our advisory boards across the nation, basically, and take a look at what is resonating with our audience. And so we put out a call for speakers. So this allows speakers to submit their presentations into us, and we give them a list of topics, and they kind of go across all the hot topics of the industry. And then we take this content, and then it is reviewed by myself and my boss and our advisory boards. So basically we kind of take a look at the content and see what is best suited for that particular region, because something that might be popular in one region may not be so popular in another, which I found very interesting.
Yeah.
So basically that, you know, making sure you're listening to the audience is the biggest, you know,
the biggest key to that. So it's quite interesting they would say that, because in essence you're doing some market research to understand that locale and what their needs are.
Right.
It's always good that you're doing that. I mean, content in terms of any kind of event could be actually quite involved in setting up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think what we'll do is that we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about your career, and maybe I'd like to maybe revisit the getting started, if somebody was interested, what you'd advise them to do, and then maybe a little bit about the economic impact, and then talk a little bit about what you're doing in our fine city. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan, and welcome back. I'm chatting today with Aaron, conference manager from Diversified Communication. Yeah, said that a lot for you there, Aaron, today. You know, during the break, one of the things that we had the opportunity to talk about a little bit was working with speakers. Because sometimes I get speakers, there's good speakers, there's bad speakers, there's fickle speakers. I mean, everybody's a character, so you meet all kinds. What have been some of the experiences that you've had, particularly you're early on in your career, you're obviously building this career. So what are some of the experiences that you've had in working with professional speakers and professional trainers?
To be be quite honest, my experience has been pretty amazing. I've met some very awesome speakers. They're really engaged and really happy to be a part of the event. So getting to know different speakers and having them speak maybe at one event or many events, it also allows me to learn a little bit about the industry and talking to them and going to their sessions when I'm at my own conference. And, you know, the passion and the drive that they have for their careers and being able to share their experiences with their peers at the conference is something that I admire very much. And some of our keynote speakers have been really, you know, very dynamic and very fun, which I really enjoy because I feel like I'm a bit of that myself. So, I learn a lot from them, and I think that they learn a lot from the people that they speak to. So it's really a joy to be working with such great speakers.
Now, I suspect there's some wannabe listeners who want to be speakers. Is there any word of advice you might be able to give them or something they should do? If this is something they might want be considering to do?
I would probably say go to a local association or, you know, a Toastmasters. Those are really, really great in terms of building conferences. I got that on the brain.
You do.
Confidence.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of our speakers actually do the Toastmasters. So maybe I'd start with that and then, you know, start doing a couple presentations at, you know, different events going on, even at your company. I mean, there might be some meetings that you volunteer yourself for to present. I mean, those are really, really great starting points for anyone who's looking to speak.
Okay, so that's good advice, actually. And I know having a speaker's video is another thing that comes in handy, and maybe I'll touch on that a little bit.
Right.
Now, it's interesting you would say that, because I often joke around with you about being my Gen Y rep, you know, and you're really good about it. I mean, I know that we've had some conversations about being part of the Millennium Generation and getting your career going. A lot in the media about millennials trying to get their careers going.
Well, it's pretty much the coolest generation out there.
Why is
you must
the,
know
why,
that.
Why is the coolest generation out there? You got to answer that now.
Well, oh goodness, I've opened up a can of worms. But you know what? I think that every generation is really great, and every generation has something really unique. But I think the fact that, I don't know, Gen Y is, you know, one full of, because there's, not that there's a negative vision about them, like they're kind of lazy and they don't do any work, but I think it's actually the opposite, is that we have to actually, you know, really prove ourselves and, you know, show, you know, I don't know, your boss or your, you know, loved ones or whoever, that you can do a good job and that you can, you know, make it. So I think that is something unique to our generation, is that, you know, there might be some roadblocks along the way, but I think that this generation has the determination to kind of pass that and, you know,
go over
that obstacle.
You once told me that one of your obstacles that you got to get over in life was being shy. So what's it been like to sort of move past that, and what kind of things do you do now that years ago maybe you wouldn't be able to do? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so that's funny that you asked that, but not to go on a tangent about my life, but yes, I was a very shy child. I wore glasses, I had braces, and, you know, wasn't really the big talker with the students in my school. And then I ended up getting a job at a fruit stand. So this kind of like forced me to interact with the people that were coming to the fruit stand. And, you know, I built up a confidence. I also got through a lot of Harry Potter books. And, but yeah, so that kind of like, you know, a confidence grew inside me to doing that. And then I went to high school, and then it just kind of, I don't know, something happened, and I kind of became full of life, and, you know, I grew into someone that it was no longer scared of, you know, being on a radio show or being, I'm talking to, you know, 200 people or more at conferences, and I have to get up there and, you know, open up for the keynote. And it's, you know, it's something that would have been so scary if you were to ask me like 10 years ago. But now it's just second nature, and I can get up there, and I actually find it one of the best parts of my job, is because I have not necessarily a presence, but you have the eyes of the audience, and you can kind of, you know, put together a tone for the conference. And for my conferences, I really want to, you know, create this sense of positivity and, you know, unity and encouragement and engagement. And, you know, that is something that I can do as, you know, standing in front of a bunch of people. Yeah. And again, that wouldn't have happened before.
That's actually pretty good. So in essence, you got over your shyness. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you and just ask you some questions or about your career or that, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can reach out to me by phone or email. Did you want me to provide that?
Yeah, provide your email at least.
Okay. Okay, so if anyone wants to get in contact with me, my phone number is 289-789-2254, and then my email is eparedosatdivcomevents.com. So it's eparedosatdivcomevents.com. That was a mouthful. Yeah, so I apologize for my last name again.
Well, your last name and then plus the company's sort of domain. Quite fascinating. I think we have maybe a final, just sort of one more tip that we can do for this segment. If you could provide a single tip, what might it be?
I don't know. I have a lot, just because I feel like this whole experience has really given me a lot to be very thankful for that has happened to me in my life. But this, maybe I'll give you, I guess, three things that I think are super important in terms of a career and even your life is just having the determination to do something. If you really, really want to do it, just work hard and you will most likely get what you want. And having the initiative, because a lot of things don't start until someone actually takes the time and the effort to actually put them in place. And I feel like I have that opportunity where I am because I'm able to kind of be in front of a lot of people. There's a lot of different things that I can do with events that, you know, can be engaging for the attendees and giving them a positive experience. So I really appreciate that about my career.
You know what, Aaron?
And then just having the passion.
Okay, so you know what we're going to do, Aaron? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get your final tip. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and welcome back to Set for Success. We've been having a great time chatting with our guest, Aaron, today, all about the sort of the event business and being a conference manager and some of the challenges that she's had in her career. And, you know, getting that sort of thriving or striving in your career, starting off young and working it up and everything, and then looking forward in terms of the other things you can do. So great, great content. Aaron, if you had a final thought for our listeners, what would it be?
I would say just have passion in whatever you do. I think that that's one of the things that allows me to be really positive in where I am in my life, both personally and professionally, is that I have a passion for what I do and the people that are at our events. I just, like I said, it's about creating experiences and it's about creating positive experiences that enlighten someone and allows them to feel good about themselves and to share that experience with others. So that is one of the things that I just love about my job is that I'm basically providing training, but I'm providing a sense of confidence and engagement with the different people in the industry, and it's just wonderful. I love it.
You know what, Aaron, thank you for joining us today. And if you have any thoughts on this show, you can reach out to me at richard@setforsuccess.ca. As usual, I want to thank you for tuning in and make your journey count.